Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the latest news of the week, but not just the news. It's what it means for you and what you can do about it. We'll talk about the Wellness Foreplay story of the week, Hackers Gone Crazy. Yeah, why would hackers want to hack into your pacemaker? Well, maybe it's not yours. Maybe it would be someone like Trump's pacemaker. But that's what we're hearing about. Hackers have figured out how to hack into pacemakers, defibrillators, all kinds of things. What you can do to protect yourself. We'll talk about that in a few seconds. 37 people nationwide have serious hospitalized infections due to turtle handling. We got to tell you, turtles have salmonella. Be careful. We'll talk more about what you can do. South Africa is hit by a bird flu epidemic. It's time to remind you, if you haven't done it already, get your flu shot, unrelated to this South African bird flu. Good cholesterol? Can your good cholesterol be too high? The answer is yes, and why? Early pregnancy weight gain may increase the risk of childhood obesity. Kids often have a chronic cough after respiratory illness. You don't have to do anything about it. We'll talk about it. And then what the major problem is in Houston after Irma, why it's still, or after Harvey, I guess it is, why it's still lingering, and what the problem is both in Houston and in Florida now, and why this problem will get worse if people don't do something about it, and what you should do about it if you're visiting Houston or Florida or any other place. Breastfeeding lowers the risk of endometriosis. How much? We'll tell. Smoking tied to frailty in older adults? Well, you don't live very long. You don't get to be old if you're smoking too much. Why do so many millennials struggle to take their pills consistently? The retina as a source for diagnosing Alzheimer's disease. And France is going to vote against license renewal for the weed killer glyphosate. Why and why that's important. Later on, our guest this week, Dr. Bruce Gillis, UCLA. He's going to talk about fibromyalgia. He discovered a new test, tested out in University of Illinois, Mass General, and I think it is at UCLA, about fibromyalgia. So fibromyalgia has always been a very difficult diagnosis to make for physicians. It's almost a diagnosis of exclusion because there hasn't been a lab test that confirmed it. Now there is. You'll want to hear this if you have fibromyalgia, a friend with fibromyalgia, or you just are interested in the problem. This is a major breakthrough. So let's go ahead and talk about, and by the way, the next guest we have, 859B, will be someone talking about multiple myeloma. Very important to talk about multiple myeloma and what it means. He's from the Tisch Cancer Center at Mount Sinai in New York. Let's now go back and talk about the stories we just teased a little bit. Again, you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Well, Abbott releases a new round of cyber updates for the St. Jude pacemaker. You'd say, why did people hack into the pacemakers? Well, this is really capitalism, I would say, at its worst. They weren't trying to kill someone with a pacemaker. It wasn't that they found that Trump had a pacemaker and were going to try and kill him or somebody else. No. They were trying to short a stock. That's right. Abbott was buying St. Jude, and this group of investors said, let's hack the St. Jude pacemakers, and we can sell that stock, the St. Jude stock, short, because once Abbott learns that these are hacked, they won't want to merge with them, and the price of St. Jude's stock will come down. How cruel is that? Well, maybe it isn't cruel at all. Maybe what it did was it taught Abbott and St. Jude how to make their pacemakers safer, because there are now new updates that not only fix the problem so it's much harder to hack into. At least they couldn't hack into it. But it also gives doctor much better warning signals about early depletion of batteries. So it's not only signals to you as the patient, but it signals to your physician about it, and it does it in a way that's secure. So this is a increased cybersecurity caused by the short selling firm. Hey, this is a funny name. The short selling firm that did this, that paid for the hack, is Muddy Waters. They then released it publicly in an effort to try and drive down St. Jude's stock. I don't know whether they actually did drive down St. Jude's stock, but Abbott went through and did buy St. Jude anyway, and St. Jude and Abbott have now together fixed the problem. That's the good news. People are, so the point is, sometimes capitalism can be weird, but in the end, it was used to help people. 37 people nationwide contract infections linked to turtles. What happened? Well, these are people, remember, turtles have salmonella commonly. And there's a rash of turtles with salmonella. If you get them as a pet, don't. Give them away. Don't give them away. Give them back or take them back to the pet store. You don't want them. They carry salmonella bacteria even if they look healthy. Don't buy them as a pet. Don't give them as a gift. That's the basic message of the take-home from the fact that turtles, small turtles, maybe big turtles, but at least all turtles we can find now harbor salmonella. South Africa has 24 bird flu outbreaks. They're limiting their, they're killing birds right and left because of this. They're getting new birds brought in to be able to have chicken and eggs. But in the meantime, if you visit South Africa, be careful about going to a bird farm. I can't find any other take-home from this. This bird flu is not likely to go to humans. It's a weird type. Now, the other place it says you should be warned about is the other areas, the other bird areas, the other chicken areas, the other egg areas of Southern Africa, not just South Africa.
More of the You, the Owner's Manual podcast with Dr. Mike Roizen coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Organifi. Organifi is an organic superfood supplement line that makes quality, trusted nutrition convenient and accessible. We all know green juice is good for us, but have any of you tried juicing? Not only does it cost a fortune, especially if you're shopping organic, but it is also very time-consuming. And that's why I opt for Organifi Green Juice, an organic superfood green juice powder that you just add to water and get your greens on the go. It helps me sustain energy all throughout the day. It's quick and easy nutrition on the go. And it's not just any green juice. Remember, it's organic, and I want you to try it out, all right? Go to Organifi.com, and we're going to save you 20% off by using the code YOU, that's Y-O-U, at checkout. Once again, try out Organifi Green Juice for 20% off using code YOU, Y-O-U, at checkout at Organifi.com. That's Organifi.com. Now back to Dr. Michael Roizen and the You, the Owner's Manual podcast.
The odd omegas, can your good cholesterol be too high? The answer is yes. It turns out that your good cholesterol, your HDL, a level of 73 and 93 is associated with the lowest cardiovascular mortality, 73 in men, 93 in women. But if your level gets above 115, you have an increased risk for death. How can a good cholesterol be too bad? We don't know. But the point is, and you're not going to stop exercising, and you're not going to stop smoking. I mean, you're not going to start smoking, and you're not going to start eating an unhealthier diet just because your level is too high. All we're saying is be careful that maybe the level, maybe what we understand about H or healthy cholesterol and L lousy isn't all right. But in the meantime, you want your lousy below 100, and if you've got cardiovascular disease, maybe below 30. You want your healthy about 90 for both men and women, with women's being a little higher than men. Early pregnancy weight gain increases the risk of childhood obesity. What's the message here? The message here is, remember, when you're pregnant or getting pregnant or when your daughter is, remind them they're eating 10% more. They're not eating for two. Don't double your food just because you got a baby. You're not eating for two. You're eating for 1.1. So don't eat a lot more. And if you gain more than 24 pounds, you're likely to condemn your son or daughter to be to being obese 5 years later and more than that as a child. One of the most interesting stories of the week, kids often have a chronic cough after respiratory illness. What's the take home here? Even for 6 weeks after the child has a acute pneumonia or acute upper respiratory infection, don't worry about a cough. Don't get it worked up. It usually isn't anything. You should make your physician or pediatrician know about it, but that's all to do. In other words, don't stress out about it. What's the major problem in Houston after Harvey and Florida after Irma? Well, yeah, there's a lot of destruction, and I'm not talking about in the places that aren't destroyed, that are rebuilding. The major risk is mold. You've got to get rid of it within 2 to 3 days. If you don't get the mold and if you don't get the wood dried out in 2 days or 3 days, or you don't get the carpeting dried out, or you don't get the wall covering dried out, please throw it away. Don't save it, because you condemn yourselves to growing more and more mold and getting sicker and sicker. This is a problem. Yeah, if you get stuck with a nail and you're taking it out, but every fourth wallboard, every fourth floorboard you can take out and dry faster. But if you're already there and it's more than 2 or 3 days of not drying out after the water's gone, forget it. Just throw that away, rebuild before you get sick. Your health is not worth, your health is worth much more than saving a wall covering or having to redo it, because not redoing it is a problem. My heart goes out for those people. I don't know how to say it any other way. And thank God for the Red Cross and the FEMA and a number of other organizations helping people rebuild. Breastfeeding may lower the risk of endometriosis. That's correct. And how much lower? For each additional 3 months of nursing, first of all, those who nursed for 6 months had a 32% reduced risk of endometriosis, and for each additional 3 months, they reduced their risk by 8%. So a year meant you were about 45 or 50% less likely to have endometriosis, an important side benefit. Older adults are more likely to become physically frail if they smoked or were former smokers. If they smoke now rather than if they were former smokers or never used. This is people 60 or older. Why can't you do the study in people 70 and older? Because current smokers aren't living that long. So smoking leads, in addition to cancer, heart disease, etc., it leads to frailty and mental decline. Next story I want to talk about is the retina. Your retina is your nerve cells of your brain, and it turns out the waste in your brain, which causes the inflammation that is associated with Alzheimer's disease, is also seen in your retina. It is not macular degeneration, but waste products in your macula. So let the doc look at your eyes carefully and then ask him, do I have a lot of junk there? Maybe you want to get a picture of your retina to make sure. Last story for today is the story about the France is voting against renewal of the weed killer glyphosate, or if you will, Roundup. So this vote is about to occur, I guess it's occurring as we're speaking. This is 10-3. I think this is Tuesday the 3rd. The vote is tomorrow on the 4th. And that's when France will vote yes or no on the renewal of the license of the weed killer glyphosate. Why is it worrisome? Well, high levels are associated, at least in these studies, with cancer. But it would, there's a debate on it. I don't want to get in the debate, other than it's often associated with GMO, genetically modified corn and soy, and the Europeans seem to be much more concerned about human health and testing these for longer times than we are in the United States. Probably the action item is move to France if you like it. In any that's just a joke, obviously. In any case, you've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio show, not just the latest news of the week, but what to do about it. Stay tuned now, because we have Bruce Gillis from UCLA coming up and talking about fibromyalgia and the laboratory test he developed that is now tested at UCLA, University of Illinois, and at Harvard, to see how, if you have fibromyalgia or think you have fibromyalgia, this painful condition, or have a friend with it, tell them this is the one you want to listen to. 858B, Dr. Bruce Gillis. We'll be back next week with a new news of the week, a new guest, and we have some spectacular guests coming up, but you'll want to listen to Dr. Bruce Gillis. Be right back.